wind caused more damage than water overnight.
Some 60-mile-an-hour straight-line winds. There was some additional damage out there. A couple homes apparently were damaged, some trailers, some farm silos were damaged.
Jane Larson at the State Emergency Operations Center says there was some additional flooding.
They also had 1.5 inches of rain, which did cause some flooding in DeSoto. That's on the Vernon County, Crawford County line.
Several homes had to be evacuated. DNR crews are out assessing the structural soundness of questionable dams, and cleanup continues. FEMA will be in the area next week trying to determine what, if any, federal disaster assistance will be made available. But as bad as the damage appears, federal help is not a given.
That's true. There are no guarantees, but as we said, we're hopeful and we are going to make those requests.
Wisconsin asked for federal help 2 years ago after 27 tornadoes swept through the state in one day, killing one person in Stoughton. That request was denied. But with flood damage reaching the $40 million mark so far, Larson says the losses will go up.
You know, we recently added 2 more counties, and with the rain, we have continued problems with more damage between floods and trees down and things. So the numbers keep changing, but we're moving down that road so that we can request federal disaster assistance.
Jim Dick, Wisconsin Radio Network.